Okay, it is Yud Tesh Shvat, January 25th, we're on page Samach Zayin, the first parak of this shar after the Mavo is about Seder order. And we saw that Gemara at the end of Sota, that every day's curse is worse than the previous. What does the world stand on? And Kedusha Desidra and Yeheshme Rabba Da Agarata. Kedusha Desidra is the Kedusha Nuvolat Zion, which is considered learning. It's considered daily Torah learning. It has psukim and then it has targum, so it's a means of regular learning. And Yeheshme Rabba Da Agarata, Rashi there also says that they used to get together for a shir, I think weekly, and then there's a kaddish, you say, after a shir. So established set Torah learning is darshan from a pasuk that Eretz Efosuk and Mo'ofel Tzamov Zelo Sedarim. When there's no Seder, there's curse. When there's Seder, there's blessing. and then the Gemara, famous Gemara in Brachos, that if a person comes to Shul every day and he doesn't come, Hashem asks about him. And there's a drush on the words, V'ein Nogalo. So it depends. If he's not there because of the Dvar Mitzvah, so no galo, he has light. And if not, and you know, criticizes, he should have had B'tochen and Hashem if he didn't leave for a good reason. So right in the middle of the page there, Hare HaRogil Lava L'Beis HaKnesses Zochel HaShkocha Miyuchedes. A person who's accustomed, who is regular in coming to Shul, has a special providence. Special oversight. If he doesn't come one day, Hashem asks about him. He's going to put together a number of chazals where you really see this, that there's a difference between doing a grand mitzvah once versus doing things consistently. When there's a seder to something, it's a regular practice, it elicits a certain merit from Hashem. So v'shuv shmiras ha-seder kavua ba'avoda nogalo. The fact that Hashem asks, oh, why is so-and-so not here? Oh, he had to do a Dvar Mitzvah. So and he gives him light. That's a special light that he wasn't going to be zocha to otherwise. Upritzas agedah lo tam maspik ein nogalam. Without a good reason, so it's not light. Shaya lo levtoch b'shem Hashem v'lo levatal san agosa akvua. He should have had b'tochen Hashem and not been mevatal his regular practice. Uvashili Makos, the Gemara darshan's a pasuk at the end of Makos. Shili means like the end of. Otem ozno mishmo adamim, one who closes his ears from hearing bloodshed. That's a phrase in a pasuk, which Chazal darshan to mean de lo shama bezilusa de tur merabon v'shosik, that he didn't hear the shame of a talmud chacham and was silent. Kigon of Elazar of Shimon, like Elazar of Shimon, so it doesn't explain what that is. Rashi, so Rashi quotes from Australia Gemara and Bava Metzia. The Nafik Richa Shomei Udne, I believe this means after he died, some kind of crawling creature came out of his ear. V'ischaza le'itza bechelman, he appeared to his wife in a dream. V'amr la haid the shamas b'zilusa the turmer abon v'lo machoi kidmi boili. Because I heard the shame of a turmer abon, a tamar chacham, and I didn't protest as would have been expected of me. Alma, this is still Rashi. Alma b'chayev have a rogel adaktik b'kach. You see that in his lifetime, he generally was very strict about this. He wouldn't tolerate the shame of a talmid chacham. Ulefika hikpid HaKadosh Baruch Hu olav al osa pam shalom icha. And therefore, Hashem was makbid on him for the time that he didn't protest. There was one incident where he didn't, and Rashi is explaining, and the reason why he was held accountable for it is because generally he did. Hare hanhogash adam koveil atzmo. Thus, a practice that a person establishes for himself, mefana elav hashkacha miyuchedes mimarum. It like turns to him, it gets focused for him a special hashkacha from above. Has nachasam orerest sumas livo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's abandonment. Abandoning that practice rouses kevayochol the attention of Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashil bo, umakpid olav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks about him. He's makbid for him, as we saw in those two respective Gemaras. V'kiyuma mamshich ala bracha u'zchus mimar madayad. And its maintenance, sustaining it, continues for him a bracha and a merit from above forever. Sham bebrachas od, that same Gemara in Brachas and Davov, you have Amar b'chalba, Amar b'chanina, kol ha'koveh makam l'tzilasa, elokei Avram be'ezra. Anybody who establishes a makam kavua for his davening, so the God of Avram becomes his helper. Yeah, a person who makes for himself a makam kavua, so the God of Avram is Be'ezra, will be in his sukkah, will help him. And the Gemara goes on with other things that he is blessed with. Hisnagus kavua befrat katan, a established conduct in a small detail. We're not even talking about that he daven, we're talking about the fact that he davens in a makam kavua. It's a relatively small detail of something he's doing consistently. Uschar kozeh, and such reward.
That creates a kind of tension, though. I mean, with your fellow man, like, this is my spot.
All right, and there can be other values that sometimes have to be balanced.
You can go within $8 how much?
Try to, if there's a guest, you try to sit somewhere nearby. And sometimes there are overriding considerations, but Uberashi, Be'ezra, in his help, Kederach Shaya Ozel Avram, like he helped Avram, Elokei Avram Be'ezra, the God of Avram will be his helper, like Hashem who helped Avram. Zesh Imetz La'atzma Echad Bim Hago Shal Avram Avinu, this person who adopted for himself one of the practices of Avram Avinu, because it says Avram Shavla Makomo. The idea of Makom Kavu is learned from Avram. Shofas Olav Kol Siyata Deshmaya Shezachala Avram. It's poured upon him, or there's an aura upon him of all the Siyata Deshmaya that Avram Avinu merited. Otu Milsa Zutrasahi Hanhaga Kavu Achas. Is it a small thing? One practice that is consistent. So we're saying, like, even a small thing in Avodas Hashem, that a person makes a Seder out of, he makes something Kavua out of, it's an unbelievable thing. You see that from Malcolm Kavua. Kol Mishu Bar Das Yose Mechaver Yose Yatehu Mana Hagoso Mechaver. Anybody who's more of a Bar Das, which really means like intelligent, more than his friend, he is more established, more firm in his Hanhagos than his friend. Anybody who's greater than someone else is more organized in his life. In the personal side of the way his daily life is conducted. In that you can see the greatness of a person. How mesuder he is. Seder ha'chayim maskel b'derech eretz. The Seder of life begins with Derech Eretz, B'nikayon Guf, V'cheder Megurim, and cleanliness of the body, and the room of his dwelling. The Seder is Mane Shina, consistency in the time he goes to sleep, which for Yeshiva Bachrim is a big challenge. And that's where all the trouble starts, if they're too tired, and the whole day is lost. It's one of the biggest things. Aruchos, for teenagers for sure. Aruchos, V'avoda, meals, and I think he means Avodas Hashem here. Achar kach maskilim l'kvoas seder pnimi l'chol inyan yachayim. So from that, you go to establish an inner seder for all matters in life. Halimud v'avoda mekabim seder no'os. Learning and avoda receive a proper seder. Mala haktim u'mala acher. What to give priority to, what to defer. Kama l'lmod v'kama l'achzer. How much to learn, how much to review. And you start within Avodas Hashem, what should I focus on, what should be my priorities. Kamalechel v'kamalanuach, how much to eat, how much to rest. It's not just that he has a set time, but even, what do I need? Gulos hakosaros, which is a term from Navi, which means like the base of the crown. Beseder pnimi zeh, hi ha-machshava mesuderos. And this inner seder is organized thought. Hadereshes avoda v'yigiyam yuchedes, which requires and avoda, and special avoda and toil. It requires thought and effort to be organized. There are things that pull on us not to be mesuder, and we have to work hard to maintain them. Okay. Mr. Shem, I can't, Monday morning I think we won't meet, but Tuesday, Mr. Shem, Tuesday morning. Okay.